You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to another edition of Irish Sports Talk. Another mini episode countdown to kickoff. Here's another one that we're making up for the ones that we missed. It is episode number 285, but we're covering day number 67, which is about Jimmy Byrne. Jimmy is a junior from Cleveland, Ohio, where he attended St. Ignatius High School. He is 6'4", 300 pounds, and plays on the offensive line. We'll get to some of his recruitment and then also get to our expectations for this upcoming season at Notre Dame. So, Randall, let's get us started with his recruitment.
Well, Jimmy Byrne was a four-star lineman coming to Notre Dame, and he was a three-year starter at St. Ignatius, and there's actually, you might recognize that name because Liam Eichenberg is from that school as well, another offensive lineman for this year's cycle. And Dan Fox, former linebacker, was also from St. Ignatius. So Notre Dame has gotten a couple guys out of that high school. And he was a three-year starter, like I said. His junior year, they did really good. They had 2,404 yards rushing and 3,021 yards passing. So him and the other guys in the offensive line were definitely doing a good job that year. It kind of slacked off a little bit in his senior year, where they the team rushed for 1,500 yards, but they only allowed 12 sacks that year. So obviously a good team. They do play good competition. It is a good team, and the competition they play is pretty good as well. And he was, in his senior year, he was a co-captain of the team. So definitely like when you see that beside their stats as far as leadership skills and just being a leader on the team. But then he came to Notre Dame in his freshman year. He was actually, there was four offensive linemen that year. He joined Alex Barrs, Quentin Nelson, and Sam Mustafa. So that was a huge class because he got three of those four that look like they're going to be starting this next year. And my opinion, I think, well, go ahead, 2015, did he get any playing time at all, Ruben?
No, he didn't. And coming in with that, with those four other offensive linemen, in each of the different ranking services, recruiting rankings, he was the fourth out of those four guys. And so, I mean, he's talented, but those other guys are better, are more talented than what Jimmy is. And so, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that's crazy that the fourth, that he would have been fourth in that class, and he was a four-star, and I think he was 299th on the 24/7 ranking, so he was just inside, you know, the top 300, and he was actually the fourth best lineman in that class.
Yeah. So as far as where, I mean, he played some at tackle, he has moved around a little bit, but he's not going to be a starter at tackle. I mean, you've got McGlinchey, Alex Barrs on the at the tackles, and he's not going to be playing there. I mean, his only chance really is probably just to get into the second string at either the guard positions and maybe get some mop-up time, and then next year be pushing for a starting role at one of those guard spots.
Yeah, I expect him. I don't think he'll get significant playing time this year unless, you know, there are some injuries or something. But
so that's all we got for that. We do have, if you want to follow Jimmy on social media, his Twitter handle is Jimbo_Slice76. So you can follow him there. And Randall, do you have his Instagram?
It's at Jimmy Byrne.
Okay.
I've wanted to ask his Twitter Jimbo Slice. It always reminds me of Kimbo Slice, the UFC fighter that actually just died in the last couple of weeks. But I always think about Kimbo Slice when I hear about that. He was a YouTube sensation, and that's how he actually made it to the UFC, just because of his the knockouts he had on YouTube. So I don't know if he's a Kimbo Slice fan or not, or just it just sounds like it.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that's all we've got for Jimmy Byrne. Do check back again later for another countdown to kick off mini episode. Any closing thoughts from you, Randall?
I don't think so.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.